Lucius now property of the, his rights property, the Pittsburgh Penguins, after getting traded yesterday or the day before by the Carolina Hurricanes in a mass deal that sent Jake Guentzel to the Canes. Badgers on the attack again. Finley keeping it away from Smith. Simon Tassie with support. Puck loose in the corner. It rolls now along the kick plate to the right corner. Finley goes to get it. Got bumped. Fell down. Pass got off to Fitzgerald. Turns back to his left along the right wing wall. Vorlicki walks in. And he puts one in front. Oh, it ricocheted off the skater to Finley. Was defended by Smith. Puck picked up by Guzzo. Sauced ahead. Now Dunlap. One-on-one with Scholes. The left-hander turns. Tried to shoot. Scholes blocked the shot. And going to get the puck is Scholes. Scholes and Scholes on a two-on-two. Scholes shoots one. And he missed the net. And off the corner glass and all the way out to neutral ice. 5 minutes into the second period, the Badgers lead 2-1. Already one more goal tonight than they had all of last night.
Too many men.
Scholes shoots one low, save made by Eberle. They've got six skaters on the ice.
Too many men.
Six plainly. They have six skaters on the ice, and the Badgers are going to get a power play looking to add to their 2-1 lead. They had six players out there for 10, 15 seconds.
Exactly, and they never got the puck. That's the sad part about
right.
it. Right. Yeah, I saw during the shift change that it was not going to be a healthy shift change by any stretch of the imagination, because Ohio State players were like, am I going? Who's going? Regardless, it'll put Bucky back on the power play with 14:48 left here in the second period.
Yep.
It was a good shift previous to that that made it 2-1. And if they can add insult to injury, it would be great.
Steve Rolick, J.B. Bittner, Paul Kirtland, the assistant coaches on the OSU bench. Bittner, one-time Wisconsin assistant, clapping his hands, trying to encourage the Buckeyes, who are on the penalty kill. Badgers 1-for-2 on the power play tonight, leading 2-1. An advantage for Wisconsin. Buckeyes won the draw and able to clear all the way down.
You watch yourself there, Mr. Dexheimer. They're going to become very aggressive here in a 2-1 hockey game. Ohio State's going to kill with authority.
Matt Cassidy out there on the PK. So is Messina. Here's DeSaint Fowl. Right circle. Shot went off the chest of the goaltender Eberle. DeSaint Fowl's got it back. Try to go rink wide and intercepted by Cassidy. Skates it up through the center circle. Nudged it past Dexheimer to the corner. And now he'll turn and throw it all the way around. Back down the ice it goes. Just trying to waste some time. But that's where Smith has to go and get it for Ohio State. The forechecker Fitzgerald wiped out. And that gave Smith and his defensive partner Johnson some time, and they sent it back into the Wisconsin end. 1:12 to go on the power play. 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Lead feed for Finley off the blade of his stick. And then Finley threw it to the near corner. Only person there was Ohio State's Burnside back out at center ice. Joe Pilata chucked to Finley. Owen Lindmark's out there now. Now Palatichuk again, and he threw it towards Finley, but he wasn't ready for the pass, and the puck went on goal to McClellan, who taps it back to Palatichuk. Who wants the puck, boys? Here's Finley across the line. Defended, out to the point he goes. Palatichuk looking right wing, sends it back left wing to Lindmark. Snaps a pass off intended for Bantle. Good stick by Guzzo, and it's deflected through neutral ice. Time and time again, the Badgers trying to go dot to dot or top of the circle to the top of the circle, and the Buckeyes in the way.
Yeah, they are, and number one. And number two, that's way too far of a pass to make.
And again, Ohio State clear. Is not much of a power play. 20 seconds left on it. Long lead feed, Tassie catches onside. Tassie 3-on-3, squirts a pass through to Scholes. And now with it, Mellenbacher, backside, open man, Kerr scores! Wow, how about that power play unit?
I told you, Anthony Kerr, turn him loose, he's a scoring machine. Yeah, it was just at the end of the penalty and there was a shift change. And Anthony Kerr found himself wide open on the backside. Very beautiful pass as Tassie kind of created havoc down there and a man became wide open and Mellenbacher hit him wide open. Yes, Anthony Kerr, good job.
Second goal of the season for Anthony Kerr, his first on the power play. Owen Mellenbacher with the primary assist, and Tassie should get the secondary at 7:02. And the Badgers now with a two-goal lead on Ohio State, trying to force a game three in this first-round Big Ten playoff series. Scholes will dump it in to the right of Eberle. It bounces around behind the net to his left now. Mellenbacher in on the forecheck. Klee takes a bump from Scholl. Sawyer's got it, turns left, right into a pair of Buckeyes. Knife the puck free, but to the stick of Burnside. He wheels a backhand pass that made its way to Holiday, back to Burnside. Holiday wants it again. He's got it. Good play by Stramel to step up and poke it away, but taken back by Ohio State. Down low right, Burnside backhand save. Rebound, they score. Theo Wahlberg, the defenseman, down low, gets the rebound goal, and Wisconsin's two-goal advantage back to one.
All created by a turnover at the offensive blue line. Halliday actually got knocked down. Mellenbacher and I'm not sure who the other forward were, tried to strip him of the puck, and he just dove and punched it to an Ohio State player. So you've got two Badgers down and Halliday down, but it becomes a 4-on-3 down low, and they took advantage of it.
Theo Wahlberg, the freshman from Stockholm, sixth-round draft pick of the Ottawa Senators, scores his third goal of the season. He gets his 21st point. Davis Burnside with the primary assist at 7:43. So after Kerr's power play goal gave the Badgers a two-goal lead at 7:02, 41 seconds later, Ohio State scores. But now Wisconsin is challenging that previous play. And I didn't hear what the referee, Andrew Brueggemann, said.
Neither did I. I just, with the headsets on and the crowd noise, I was 100% sure that it was a legitimate goal, but I'm not 100% sure what they saw that we didn't.
Unless there was an offside, potentially. Luke Regner, director of hockey operations, sits upstairs and looks over video and is quick to rewind and look at something that one of the coaches may want to see or something that he sees, and then radios down to the staff to let them know, hey, you may want to take a look at this. So right now the scoreboard reads 3-2 in favor of Wisconsin, but will Wahlberg's goal at 7:43 stand? We'll soon find out. So again, Kerr power play goal from Mellenbacher and Tassie, and then Wahlberg from Burnside and Gilden. So I'm not sure what they're exactly looking at. Burnside's initial bid was stopped by McClellan. Didn't look like he interfered with the goaltender, although his stick was on the right arm of Kyle. And maybe that's what it was, that Burnside had interfered with a goaltender. I mean, McClellan's made some big stops. This was an excellent Waffler save, and then Burnside's stick was caught up near the sweater, the chest, and the right arm of McClellan. And Kyle couldn't see the puck, and by the time he did, it hit his right arm and went in.
Give credit to Burnside, however, he never entered the blue paint.
No, his skates did not.
Time.
Nope. You're right. But the referees are taking a look. Hey, Quick Trip Fried Chicken fans. Are you a Quick Trip Fried Chicken fan, Ian?
Daily.
Daily. When you purchase any of Quick Trip's freshly prepared fried chicken with Quick Rewards, you're automatically entered for a chance to win fried chicken for life, Ian. You heard me right. For life. See quicktrip.com/friedchicken for life for details. Good luck with that.
They'll give it to me for sure because I'm old. Life won't last very much longer. That'll be the issue for me.
And the referees, Sean Fernandez and Andrew Brueggemann, in the scorers table right now, looking at video replay of the last Ohio State goal. It appeared as if Theo Wahlberg should get credit for it. Burnside's skates were outside the crease, although his stick was down at the shoulder and bicep area of Kyle McClellan. I'm not sure if that hindered his ability to stop the rebound attempt by Wahlberg. Just by looking overhead, it looked like McClellan was looking left, and the puck came back to his right, and it was in the net before he could do anything about it. We'll see. Here we go. Oh, they say that. Wow. So they call goalie interference on Burnside. Wisconsin retains its timeout. And the Badgers' lead is 3-1, not 3-2. Wow.
That could be a significant change in events. You know, as we go on, here we are in the second period, halfway through. What was a significant two-goal lead is now all of a sudden back to a two-goal lead. And breathe a lot easier when you're up by two.
Wow. I've seen a lot worse this season that went uncalled.
Very, very true.
Right?
Very, very true.
It's a box of chocolates with this league and the men in stripes. And the Badgers just caught a break. So the scoreboard should read 3-1, although it still reads 3-2. There's 12:17 left on the clock.
Scorekeeper just took off his socks, so trying to count.
Face off at center ice. Cilia pokes it across the blue line of Ohio State, but the Buckeyes, Carfagna to Montez. Bricky snaps off a headman pass to Deckhut, and he'll drop it into the right corner. After it, Montez, Cilia on him. Max Montez has had a nice weekend, pulls it off the right wing wall, gets into shooting position, then got double-teamed, loose puck, and a backhander denied by McClellan. Oh, good look that time for Deckhut. McClellan with a big save. Now Lucius one-on-one with Bricky. Leans in with his right shoulder, lost the puck. Bricky then stumbles down, but the puck came free to Deckhut, who toughed it up, and then the Badgers gave it right back. Carfagna now, drop pass Deckhut. His pass broken up by Dexheimer. Ben trying to work the puck free, had it for a moment. Deckhut took it away. Now he's been against the near side wall by Palatichuk. Now Dexheimer does have control of it. He'll bump it around. DeSaint Fowl watches Messina come down. And here's Hughes setting up Deckhut. And then a shot by Messina blocked. Badgers, DeSaint
Fowl. A lot of trouble coming out of the zone.
Yeah, needs to be a little bit more aggressive there. And now the puck flipped out to center and the Buckeyes go to get it. 3-1 Wisconsin, 11 minutes to go in the second period. Messina, bad pass, intercepted Dexheimer, and then he gave it right back. Oh, goodness. Got a little too cute at his own blue line, but the Badgers able to regain control. Now Lucius with it, red line, he'll whip it in.
He's been out there a long time. Cruz has had a long extended shift.
Eberle moves it around to Hughes, break out to Messina, drops it back to Hughes in front of the Badgers bench, gains the red line, then the Badger blue, dumped it in, run into by Fitzgerald. He shoves him down, but the Badgers get control of the puck. Borlicki up to Finley, and then a blue line turnover. Pass down low intended for Cassidy, broken up by Wisconsin's Fitzgerald, but Guzzo goes to get it behind the Badgers' net. Borlicki cuts him off out to Johnson. His blast would have hit something before it got to the Badgers' cage. McClellan down on the seat of his pants, back up on his skates now. Wisconsin's Tassie heaves it ahead, hoping Finley can get there. The puck bounced towards the goaltender. Eberle played it to the corner. Now Finley to the point. Borlicki couldn't hold, and then Mike sends it back in, delayed offside on Wisconsin. Tassie unaware. 10-10 to go. Second period, 3-1 Badgers. Second period goals from David Cilia and Anthony Kerr, a couple of fourth-year seniors.
Despite the positive effect on the scoreboard of a wiped-out goal for Ohio State, boy, the Badgers have been sloppy the last three shifts. Holy cow.
Puck possession so key. The Badgers have fumbled it around a little bit, careless with their passing. Here's Ohio State lead feed. Gordon deflected it by the Buckeyes bench right to Lodge, who gave it away. Gordon hard to the net. Good poke check by McClellan, though, before Gordon could get a shot off. Kerr able to slow his progress. Out to the point now at Smith. Right wing Dunlap. Turnaround shot went off Kerr and ricocheted to the right of McClellan. Going to get it is Whitelaw, protecting the puck with Guzzo on him. Now Whitelaw runs into his teammate, Anthony Kerr, there for support. Then Anthony found himself with a biscuit. Played it out to center. Now Bantle with it. Carson tried to get it deep. Second attempt gets the job done. But Ohio State reverses course, and Burnside will skate up by the Badgers bench. Tied up by Lindmark. No penalty. Puck still loose at center. Batted ahead, Palatichuk to the stick of Sawyer Scholl. Slot pass, Whitelaw kicked it to his forehand. Now left wing looking. Turning and shooting. Left pad save. Rebound, Scholl. Oh! Scholl denied by Eberle off his arm and out of play.
Ouch.
Time out on the ice. 9:09 to go in the second period. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their Dream Maker software. Visit clearybuilding.com. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Power play goals from Christian Fitzgerald and Anthony Kerr. Also a go-ahead goal 5-on-5 from David Cilia. Badgers leading here 3-1, needing this one to force a game 3 in this first round Big Ten playoff series tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. And if they play, we'll have it on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. By the way, Scholes diving bit a moment ago on a rebound attempt. Did not hit Eberle's arm. It actually hit the crossbar in, yeah. Right? Heck of an effort, though.
The intersection of the crossbar and the post.
Ah. The goal pit, would you call it?
On the armpit, maybe.
Yeah. Here's Simon Tassie. He'll shoot one. Woffler save made by Eberle. Ricocheted far side. Finley placed it back for Tassie. He let it go thinking Fitzgerald will be able to play the puck, but he got knocked down by Gildan. Interference on Ohio State.
Nope.
No, Fitzgerald's going to get a penalty.
Fitzgerald because he pulled the stick right out from underneath of him.
Here's Burnside now. Dumps it into the Wisconsin zone. Extra attacker for the Buckeyes. Now the Badgers possess. And a stoppage in play and a penalty on Wisconsin's Fitzgerald. So with 8:28 to go in the second, the Badgers back on the PK, leading 3-1. Fitzgerald being told to be quiet and sit down.
Fitzgerald. He had it stuck up underneath his armpit, if you get a replay of that. He just starts skating away, and the Ohio State player just let go of the stick.
Sure.
Regardless, it's going to be an Ohio State power play.
Yep, they're 1-for-1 tonight, 2-for-3 this weekend. Montez, Wise, Gildan, Carfagna, and Johnson on the ice for the Buckeyes. Badgers win the draw, and they go from Lodge to DeSaint Fowl and all the way down. Wisconsin now has won 21 of 37 faceoffs. David Cilia, one of the best in college hockey, winning that defensive zone draw. Wise across the line, intended for Johnson. Broken up a bit by DeSaint Fowl. Lodge in a battle far side. Freed the puck for Vorlicky. He turns to his right and throws it into the Buckeyes bench accidentally. He tried to heave it all the way down but failed. And so offensive zone faceoff for the Buckeyes coming up. 8:01 to go here. Second period. 3-1 Wisconsin.
Okay. The rink is 100 feet wide, right?
It is this one. Well, 97. Yes.
97 feet wide.
Yep.
That's a 4.5-inch puck.
Yes.
Why would you shoot it into their bench?
Maybe you don't like somebody on the bench.
Maybe there's 97 feet that you could have played with.
You know, pretty soon it's going to be 85 feet wide next year.
Oh, well, that'll justify it.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. Cilia and Guzzo to take the faceoff. Patrick Guzzo, their best faceoff man at about 54%. Guzzo from Marysville, Michigan, playing in his 133rd career game. Faceoff won by Ohio State. Wahlberg, who had a goal washed out a little while ago. Here's Bricky. He's got 12 G's this season. Bricky, 6 of those 12 on the power play. Bricky's got it half boards right. Out to Wahlberg. Blue line. Left side, Holiday. He surveys. Backhand pass back to Wahlberg. Here's Bricky now. Right dot. Shot fought off by McClellan. Goes behind the net. Guzzo shovels it along now for Holiday. Finds Burnside. Open again. Bricky right side. Backside left. Pass intended for Holiday. Broken up by Lindmark. Holiday now threw it back right side. Bricky's shot went off something. McClellan, he's down on his backside again. Burnside picks it up. I don't know how that didn't go in. Here's Wahlberg now, left wing. Holiday looking, toe pull, right side. Bricky straight away. Wahlberg back to Bricky. Who's going to shoot it? Wahlberg, will he? Straight away. Holiday now, left side. Back to Wahlberg. He shoots one. Right arm save made by McClellan. Diving attempt to clear by Borbach. No luck. Wahlberg again. Holiday put it in front. Ricocheting. Oh, Kyle McClellan. He stopped it with his left arm. Then it trickled free onto the goal line. The whistle blew prematurely. McClellan with a marvelous stop, diving back to his left. The puck then laid on the goal line. The referee somehow didn't see it, and he blew his whistle. The Badgers were going to be there first and maybe would have had a chance to clear, but my goodness, Kyle McClellan has been fantastic.
Well, it almost appeared like the Badgers were in a shell, and they were, because they didn't come out and challenge the puck carrier at any point in time. They just made the firmest box that they could find.
Oh, that puck was so close to going over.
It was right on the goal line, though.
Yeah, but the referee had blown the puck or blown the play dead when he was on the backside of McClellan. So when he loses sight of the puck, that's when he blows his whistle.
Yeah, he dove back left and made a left arm save. And then as he fell down onto the ice, it squirted free right on top of the goal line, but it didn't cross.
I was pretty sure that I hope that the Badgers were taking notes on puck movement on the power play.
Yeah.
Boy, that was quick.
They can really move the puck. They don't go dust it off like Mike Hastings says. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff. Now 2-on-2 shorthanded. And Cilia got pulled down by Montez from behind. He's upset with a call, but that looked about as blatant as a hook could look.
Yeah, that's very, very true. So Badgers will skate 4-on-4 for 28 seconds. Max Montoya makes his way to the penalty box. How much of that was legit? But when you're in full flight and your direction gets taken away from you,
yeah,
it's a pretty simple call to make. So we'll skate 4-on-4 for 28 seconds, and then the Badgers will enjoy, hopefully, a minute and 32 seconds of power play.
Face off to the left of Eberle.
This is where I like 4-on-4.
Yeah.
When you've got guys like Finley, guys like Fitzgerald, a lot of open ice for speedsters like that.
Yeah, Fitzgerald can't wait to get out of the box. There'll be about 90 seconds left on the power play once he escapes the box. And Ohio State's got the puck. Brent Johnson with it. Johnson, Washington Capitals third-round pick a couple of years ago. Started his collegiate career at North Dakota. Played there 2 years. Only 36 games. Scored 9 points. He comes to Ohio State. He's got 12, 5 goals. He's played well. Johnson with it. Little head and shoulder fake at the blue line. Elects just to dump it in behind the net. Palatichuk there. Defended by Guzzo. Out of the box comes Fitzgerald. Badgers get their fourth power play of the night. Here comes Palatichuk. Takes the ice available to him. Across the line he comes. Forced wide. Palatichuk lost an edge. Ran into the end boards. Puck taken away by Johnson. Banked it ahead. Look out Messina. Shorthanded coming in on Cilia. He tumbles down. Tries to twirl and backhand. And he barely got a shot off. And it really wasn't a shot. Cilia knocked him down and stopped the play. Lucius drop pass. Fitzgerald. Sauce pass broken up by Messina, who got back quickly defensively. Badgers on a power play under 6 minutes to go in the period. Here's Lucius now. Centering pass intended for DeSaint Fowl. Puck knocked free. Loose puck. DeSaint Fowl gets it back. DeSaint Fowl left wing. Looking backside right. Lucius setting up Cilia in the slot. He got handcuffed by the pass. Couldn't get the shot off. Now Cilia again with it left wing. Badgers leading 3-1 on a man advantage. Pass through dot to dot for Lucius. He was open. Couldn't catch the pass. Lucius has it. Goes upstairs. And it hit the crossbar, then the glass. Here's Dexheimer now. Power play for another 28 seconds. Cilia with it left wing. Pressured out high by Hughes. Long shift for these penalty killers. Here's a setup now. Fitzgerald didn't get much on it. Partially blocked by Messina. Covered by Eberle. And Dalton Messina is really giving Sean Fernandez an earful. 20 seconds left on the Badgers power play. 5:15 to go, second period. Wisconsin 3, Ohio State 1.
I was trying to rewind, and I can't figure out why Messina is going crazy. He just, unless it was the play down there where he spun around and got knocked down by Cilia, but there was no call made on it. It was a pretty innocent play,
yeah,
to be honest with you.
Sure. Cilia met him, chased him down, met him, and he tried to make a move and fell down. Face off to the right of Eberle. 23-22 shots on goal in favor of Ohio State, but the Badgers lead 3-1. Face off, Mellenbacher lost it. Ohio State's Burnside. He'll skate it out of his own zone. No, he won't. He'll head back deeper into his own end. Plays it to Wahlberg, and then he'll fling it all the way down. That'll do it for the Badgers' power play. So Wisconsin 2-for-4 on the man advantage. As Ohio State right now gets back to full strength, Max Montez out of the box. Daniel Lodge headmans to Scholl. Did he deflect it? No. They say icing on Wisconsin. Faceoff down in the Badgers zone. 2 are left. 4:48 left, second period.
It's those little details that hurt. You know, it came right at him, regardless of whether you were worried about getting hit or you couldn't touch it with your stick. Stick your foot out. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Faceoff to McClellan's right. Kyle has made 22 saves here tonight. Puck won by Ohio State. McBrayer left side shoots one and front was gilded. It may have gone off his stick, but high into the mesh. And a faceoff coming up again inside the Wisconsin zone. 4:41 left second period. Buckeyes have been better in the faceoff circles here tonight. They've won 25 of 42.
Which is one of the reasons they're getting as many shots as they've had. But they also have not been able to penetrate and get any of the deflections or the rebounds that they're trying to get from point shots and board shots. Badger defensemen have done a pretty good job of tying up in front.
Faceoff won by Wisconsin. And Bantle will come out of his own end. No, instead he golfs it into the Wisconsin bench. Not sure what he was doing there.
Neither was he.
And they'll drop the puck again in the Wisconsin zone. Frank Mazzocco, by the way, is listening on the Varsity Network app. He and Wally Shaver called the Gophers 3-2 series clinching win over Penn State, and he wanted me to point out that a puck is not 4.5 inches wide. It's only three. And it's 1 inch thick, right? Unless you played with a 4.5 inch puck. I'm not sure, Ian.
We probably did. That's why I didn't score.
How big was the goal?
Soccer nets.
Even strength, 4:15 to go here in the second. 3-1 Badgers. Bantle, good back pressure, steals the puck from behind from Holiday. Now walls off Burnside, tried to turn and dump it in, but that was intercepted. Bantle, all he had to do was tap off to Whitelaw. He would have had the puck. Here's Gilden now. Backside pass goes off the head of Fitzgerald, and McClellan down trying to locate the biscuit. He is laying on his belly. He covered. The whistle blew, then Scholes got knocked to the ice right on top of his goaltender. And hopefully Kyle's okay. He's the last one to get up, and he's still laying there on his belly, but he looks to be all right. Under 4 minutes to go, second period. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Goals by Fitzgerald, Cilia, and Kerr.
I wonder how long it'll be before Kyle tells him that he has the puck in his glove. I just love that when the goaltender does that stuff.
You know, the Badgers, their fans, and the fans have come out all season long, and that's a credit to them, averaging almost 10,200 fans during the regular season, second best attendance average in the country behind North Dakota. And they've been treated to some fantastic goaltending this season from Kyle McClellan. Daniel Lotch on the rush, but a late whistle offside as Lotch tried to stick in a little bit too much.
I think Tassi was anticipating the pass as soon as he got over to the blue line, but Daniel Lotch, that 9-foot stick that he has, didn't quite get it across the blue line fast enough.
Face off and neutralize. And Kyle McClellan has put up Hobie Baker Award worthy numbers this season, as have a handful of other players throughout the country. But McClellan, in my opinion, is the MVP of the Big Ten Conference. Nobody knew what Wisconsin had in goal this season when Mike Hastings took over. And a revelation, to say the least, in Kyle McClellan, who has another year of eligibility. But the way he's played this season, he may earn himself a professional contract. Here's a long-range shot by Dunlap just as he walked across the Wisconsin blue line, and save number 24 now for Kyle McClellan. 3:23 to go in the second period. 3-1 Wisconsin. The energy has subsided a little bit for the team in Cardinal and White.
I would agree wholeheartedly, and they're almost playing that protect the win or prevent defense or whatever you want to call it. Joe used to drive me crazy. 2-goal lead is good. 4 is better. Go and get it.
Face off to the right of McClellan. Stramel's out there. Mellenbacher, Scholl, Palatichuk, and Dexheimer. Badgers won the draw. Stramel skates it back into his own zone to get a little bit of space. Passes in front of his own net to Dexheimer, and he surveys. Buckeyes back off. No forechecking pressure, really. And now here's Dexheimer.
Fourth.
Yeah. Little 1-3-1 neutral zone stuff from Ohio State. Everly paddles it around to the far side. Scholl tries to kick it back below the goal line. Instead, it comes around to the near side, and Dexheimer shovels it back out. Right side, Mellenbacher. Pass or shot towards the net off the stick of Scholl. Ohio State plays it out to the Buckeyes line, and here's Dekhut now with it. Ran into Wisconsin Stramel. Good shoulder check from Charlie Stramel. Dexheimer with Montez in his hip pocket. Wheels away from his pressure. Finds Palatichuk. Headmans for Mellenbacher, and he couldn't catch the pass. And back into the Ohio State zone it goes. 3-1 Wisconsin lead. 2:23 left until the second intermission. Here's McBrayer. Snaps off a lead feed. Cassidy got a piece of it. Matt Cassidy, grad student from Medford, New Jersey, playing in his 102nd game. Steal by Horbach, center ice, 1-on-2. Quickly on him, Smith, the defenseman, pitched a little sauce pass for Lindmark. He'll chase it down left wing. Out to the point now, Scholes. Bouncing puck. Zach forced to dump it deep now. Here's Horbach. Broken stick on the ice. That belongs to Dalton Messina. One Buckeye without a stick. Horbach with it back behind the net. Playing keep away from McBrayer. Goes around behind his back. Now falls to his backside and throws it to the corner. And then McBrayer pounds Horbach with a little cross check. Horbach still working hard to play the puck. Badgers try to dump it deep. Horbach still trying to get away from McBrayer. Finley down to the corner. Eventually pulled free by Ohio State's Ryan Gordon.
That's a long time to forecheck and a long time to play one-on-one in the corner. Jack Horbach must be gassed.
Yeah. 80 seconds to go in the second period. 3-1 Wisconsin. The Buckeyes have beaten the Badgers three straight times. Here's Wisconsin's Finley across the line. Badgers onside. He'll spin it behind the net. Finley needs a change. He's taking his time to get to the bench. Tassie one-on-two far wall taken away by Ohio State. Halliday took a slash but stayed on his skates. And then the puck deflects into the Buckeyes bench with 1:01 to go, second period. Badgers with a 3-1 lead. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics.
Oh, I know. I forgot my reasonable excuse for the different, not knowing the difference between a 4.5 and a 3.5 inch.
No, it's only 3 inches. Not 3.5.
I realize that.
Okay,
I'm Canadian. I did it in metric.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wally will understand that.
Sure. He's part Canadian. Well, Minnesota's a Canadian province, isn't it? Well, here's Cruz Lucius Steele. Shot from the left circle. Missed the net over the top of the crossbar. Here's DeSaint Fowle. 45 seconds to go. DeSaint Fowle passed to the circle intended for Cilia out of his reach, and the Buckeyes have it in transition. Cilia cuts off Holiday. Holiday falls down trying to draw a penalty. Nothing called. Good defense by Lodge to free the puck for DeSaint Fowle. Out of the Wisconsin end he comes. Half minute to play in the period. Anthony Carey's got a power play goal today. Shoots one towards the cage. It was going wide, but Eberle gloved it anyway and hung on for a faceoff. So because you're Canadian, that's the reason you thought a puck was 4.5 inches wide, right?
I don't know how many milliliters that is or millimeters that is. Excuse me.
Yep.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you know, when you play a 6 o'clock game as opposed to a 7 o'clock game, it probably sets your whole clock off, right? You really don't know where you are right now, so you're not thinking clearly, Ian. Is that correct?
That and all of the NyQuil that I took last night so I could breathe.
Yeah, you sound a lot better than you did last weekend.
Oh.
Holy cow. You actually sang Johnny Cash on the air? I mean, that's award-winning right there. Badgers onside, right wing pass. Tassie takes it off the corner wall. Tried to shove it towards the net. Went off the stick of Carfania. 8 seconds to go in the period. Here comes Wise. Wise will throw him back behind the net. It bounces off the end boards. McClellan will cover. And spraying him with a bit of snow was Dalton Messina. But really no harm, no foul. Faceoff will come with 2.7 seconds to go in the period. A 3-1 Badgers advantage. And actually Ohio State with 16 shots on goal in this period. The Badgers with 11.
The old adage that speed kills.
Yep.
Quinn Finley, Christian Fitzgerald, Simon Tassie. They're just quicker than Ohio State, I would agree. And they have had good offensive sustained pressure.
Steve Rolick pulls his goaltender. Offensive zone faceoff. 2.7 seconds left in the period. A bit of a risk here. If Wisconsin wins this cleanly, it would have enough time to throw it all the way down. David Cilia against Stephen Holiday. Puck loose in the circle. Backhand shot by Gildan. Stopped by McClellan. And the horn sounds. Oh, the Buckeyes got a chance. But McClellan closed the door again. 25 saves for Kyle McClellan through two periods. The Badgers lead the Buckeyes 3-1. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll return in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, It means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases. Optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
Well, in that second period, the Badgers scored twice to take the lead. David Cilia at 3:52, his ninth goal of the season. Nice setup by Cruz Lucius. Daniel Lach, a helper two, that made it 2-1. And Cilia's goal followed a fantastic save by Kyle McClellan. Then the Badgers got another power play and converted as Simon Tassi made the play into the offensive zone. Nice look by Owen Mellenbacher to set up Anthony Kerr backside for Kerr's second goal this season. It came at 7:02. 3-1 Wisconsin at that point. About 40 seconds later, it appeared that Ohio State had scored to pull within one. Theo Wahlberg from straight away, but actually a backhander on a rebound, but Davis Burnside was ruled that he had interfered with the goaltender, so that goal was washed out. So after two, it's 3-1 Wisconsin. Buckeyes had 17 shots on goal in that period, but Kyle McClellan stopped them all. He's got 25 saves through two periods of play. He's been good as he has all season long.
Yeah, he has been, and the other thing about it is that he's been good on the initial shots,
yeah,
or the initial tip or rebound or whatever the case may be, but as soon as the puck was laying free, I got to give credit to 2, 24, 7, 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys were pouncing on people as quickly as they possibly could.
So the Badgers, after two periods, lead Ohio State 3-1. They need this one to force a game three for a chance at the Big Ten semifinals next Sunday. And if the Badgers advance, they would play Minnesota here at the Kohl Center. Wouldn't that be fun? Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded, down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badgers, spring is right around the corner and so is the annual Crazy Legs Classic. Sign up today for the 8K run or 2-mile walk on April 27th and celebrate 175 years of UW-Madison. For more information and to register, visit CrazyLegsClassic.com. That's CrazyLegsClassic.com. The annual Crazy Legs Classic, a Madison tradition unlike any other. Make sure you participate on April 27th.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Well, last night, Ohio State became the first 7 seed to win a game in Big Ten tournament history. The 7 seed was 0-11 before the Buckeyes won last night. The 6-seeded Penn State Nittany Lions gave Minnesota some problems tonight after a 5-1 Gophers win last night. Penn State really dominated Minnesota from what we saw during the second and third periods. The Gophers took a 2-0 lead in the first period. Jackson Nelson, a couple of goals, but then Penn State rallied to tie it and outshot the Gophers over the final two periods, 35-7. But Aaron Hughlin redirects a feed from Brody Lamb past Liam Soulier with 1:08 to play, and the Gophers prevail 3-2. They're headed to the Big Ten semifinals, and it could be here in Madison next Sunday.
I wish it was. I truly hope that it does. That it is.
That would be a lot of fun. But the Badgers have to take care of business here tonight and then again tomorrow night if all goes well here tonight. And after a 5-4 win last night at home over Notre Dame, in which the Wolverines rallied from 2 goals down, Michigan has rallied twice more today, down a goal twice. Michigan and Notre Dame tied at 3, that after 2 periods of play at Yost Arena. T.J. Hughes has 2 of Michigan's 3 goals so far. Here, Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-1. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We'll be right back. This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
The Wisconsin women beat Ohio State today to claim the WCHA playoff championship. Tonight, the Badger men try to beat Ohio State to force a game three in the Big Ten playoff series. Badgers lead 3-1. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile!
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Connexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming, Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
To you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Posick, Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 3-1. Third period underway. Christian Fitzgerald wins the faceoff back into the Wisconsin zone to our right. Daniel Lodge goes to get it. Double team, but spins it around the near side wall to Findlay. Good breakout pass to the tape of Fitzgerald's stick. He flies into the offensive zone. Snapshot blocked by Carfagna. Tassi taps it back. Fitzgerald setting up Findlay. Stopped by Everly on his knees. Hangs on. Oh, what a play out of the corner that time by the Badgers. A little pushing and shoving afterwards with Tassi and Findlay in the middle of that.
Yeah, Tassi met his old best friend again down there. Scooter Bricky, and he ended up squaring off at the end of that play. But very innocent play. Findlay went in, stopped. Scooter Bricky had said, hey, just get out of here. So he gave him a shove, and then Findlay had to retaliate against somebody else. It's like, who can hit each other without getting a penalty?
Right. Cruz Lucius out there, four shots on goal. He's got a pair of assists. David Cilia's out there, a goal and a helper for Cilia tonight. Matthew D. St. Fowl has yet to register a point, but he's been active with three shots on goal. And off the draw, it goes right through the top of the crease to the left of Everly. Far corner, Bricky, outlet pass broken up by Cilia. He then runs into Bricky. Bricky one-hands it down to the corner. Guzzo tried to move it past D. St. Fowl, but turned it over. Lucius now roughed up by Bricky, and that one seemed to sting. Lucius lost his stick. Puck is loose in the Ohio State end, and here comes Guzzo. He flies ahead. Numbers for Ohio State, trailing 3-1. Shot by Bricky, stopped by McClellan. Came out on the top of his crease. Oh, and then Guzzo steals. Set up in front, McClellan again. He stops Dunlap and then swept out of harm's way. Oh, Kyle McClellan, two big saves early in the third. Bad pass by Gordon, intercepted by D. St. Fowl, and he'll sauce it and drop it at center ice. Badgers change.
They're tripping over each other.
Yeah. Now Scholl misses a hit at center. Montez hands off to Burnside. Johnson now across the line. The right-handed defenseman lost the puck to Stramel. Foot race now, but won by McBrier. Scholl in the vicinity, forcing McBrier back into the Ohio State zone. McBrier able to turn left, or turn right, the left-hander. Got away from Scholl, but now the Badgers possess. And in the half gone by here in the third, a 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Fitzgerald a power play goal. Cilia an even strength goal. Kerr a power play goal. Thomas Wise for Ohio State tries to skate it up out of his own end. Lost the puck. Daniel Lodge back in his zone. Tried to force it through Wise up the wall. Eventually, Stramel comes down for support. Taps it off to Bantle. One-hands it past Klee. In on the forecheck. Bantle throwing his body around Wahlberg. I wanted to have nothing to do with it because he was coming in wildly, was Bantle.
Runaway train.
His arms were flailing all over the place. Carson's got it again on the attack. Shoots one low right. Saved by Everly behind the net. Whitelaw hammers it around out to center ice. It comes. The Badgers back in their own end. 17:40 to go, third period. A 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Buckeyes had two quality scoring chances early in the third, but McClellan with two big stops. Bolotichuk will dump it behind the Ohio State net. Mason Klee outlet to Messina. Nice tap pass. Cassidy to Hughes flying in. The right-hander good poke. Checked by Dexheimer. Excellent defense. And then Ben took the puck away. Dexheimer leads the rush the other way. Not much of a rush as four of the five Badger skaters go to the bench.
Exactly.
Fitzgerald goes in for the forecheck.
I'll just stay out here by myself, guys.
Yeah, here's Messina. Nice handoff pass to Smith. Two on two. Now three on two. Smith finds Cassidy, and he mishandled the puck in the slot. God. And then a clearing attempt hit a Badger. Badgers try to clear right up the middle, and they knocked it off a teammate. I think Forlicky may have hit Fitzgerald. It ricocheted back to the Wisconsin net, but no harm, no foul, I suppose. Carfagna darts past Cilia, who wipes out. Gildan drop pass near side. Holiday pivots away from pressure, throws it to open ice, and Bricky. His snapshot left wing, blocked by Vorlicky. Picked up by Gildan. Left-hander turns into trouble, then falls down right corner, and from the seat of his pants, got a pass off to the point in Bricky. McBrayer will dump into the corner. Burnside had his stick lifted by Cilia, which freed the biscuit for Vorlicky, and he'll scoop it out through center. Two strongly Badgers have iced the puck. 16:18 to go in the third period. Wisconsin leading 3-1. This men's hockey season, Exact Sciences and others will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, a donation of $21 will be made in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. You can donate to light the lamp for Ringo, too, at givebutter.com/Ringo. If you're 45 or older, please get screened. It can save your life. Givebutter.com/Ringo. Fightcrc.org for more information about the disease and how else you can help. Centering pass through the slot all the way through neutral ice. The Buckeyes will hustle back to get it. 4 minutes into the third, a 3-1 Badgers lead. Ohio State with a puck and the Badgers five fresh skaters.
Interesting how...
Oh, good hit by Kerr as he steps up on Jake Dunlap after he dumped it in, and the Badgers play it back to center.
David Cilia got caught out there. Couldn't get off on the line change. He had just gone out to the ice. And now all of a sudden we have Mellenbacher out there with 12 and 51.
Yeah, Mellenbacher working hard in the corner. Walks the goal line right. Turns back towards the corner. Bumps it out to the point in Kerr. Fakes left. Comes back right. Trying to get around the forward Dunlap, and does. Below the goal line now, behind the net. Lucius double teamed, able to poke it over for Mellenbacher. Guzzo in a stick battle. Mellenbacher wins that, though. He whips it around to the point. Kerr moves it quickly to Lodge. Straight away, it's D. St. Fowl. Steps in, missed the net. Oh, he was open in the slot, just a little bit left of straightaway. Now D. St. Fowl redirects towards the front of the cage, but no one there for the Badgers. Ohio State will exit its own zone. 5 minutes gone by in the third. Badgers lead 3-1. Scholl steals at the Badger line. Scholl turns to his left and comes ahead. Shoots one to Everly, who gloves it leaning left, and he hangs on. 14:56 to go in the third. 3-1 Wisconsin.
Well, for as frustrating a shift as that last one was in the defensive zone,
yeah.
Hopefully when the Badgers start in the offensive zone, it'll be something a little more positive.
Wisconsin 19-0 this season when leading after two periods, 23-0-1 this season when scoring three goals or more. Badgers have been so good in the third off the draw. Stramel shot one that skipped through the paint to the left of Everly.
That's about the third draw that whoever is taking the draws, whether it's Horbach or Scholes, that's about the third draw that Charlie's had some pretty good opportunities tonight.
Played pretty well. Now here's Montez out of his own zone. Scoots past Stramel up the middle of the ice. Wise now, red line. He'll dump it in. Banks off the end boards. Dexheimer there to pick it up. He's got some time and finds Palatichuk. Straight away now it's Scholl coming up the ice. Scholl then mishandles. Loose puck picked up by Horbach. What's he going to do? He'll dump it down in.
Get a change.
Yep, 14-15 to go here in the third. It's a 3-1 Wisconsin advantage. You know, talked about how Wisconsin's outscored its opponents by a wide margin in the third period, 44-23 this season. But actually, over the last eight games, the Badgers have been outscored 10-8 in the third. So that stat not nearly as impressive as it was early in the year.
It'll be good at the banquet.
It will be nice, yeah. I'm preparing notes right now. Let everybody know that the puck they play with is 4.5 inches wide.
Oh, Lord. I'm never going to live this down, am I?
No, you won't. No, you won't.
I'm kind of hoping that we do play Minnesota next time because that way Shaver and the boys can get a good shot at me the way they would like to.
Oh, yeah. 13.5 minutes left. Badgers lead 3-1. Kerr protecting the puck right wing wall of the Ohio State zone. Pokes it over to Whitelaw. Threw one towards the net. Went off the stick of Bantel and slowly spun towards the goaltender. Everly just put his mitt down and covered up. And then Bantel talking a bit with one of the Buckeyes. And William Smith just grabs his sweater and pulls him out of there. And Bantel skates back to the bench with a smile on his face.
I don't think that McBrayer wanted to bite off what he was about to chew.
No,
I don't think he wanted anything to do with Bantel.
McBrayer, a freshman from Dublin, Ohio. Faceoff to the left of Everly, won by Ohio State. Buckeyes again have been good in the faceoff circle, have had the puck about as much as Wisconsin. Badgers, though, have been able to finish a little bit more than last night. And actually, Ohio State was a better team last night. Logan Turnis didn't seem to be tested all that much. Tonight, Everly has been. He's been good. Icing called on Wisconsin. Long lead feed for Finley, making it a foot race between Finley and Wahlberg. But apparently Wahlberg just beat him to the hash mark. And so a faceoff to the right of Kyle McClellan with 13 minutes to go. Here in the third period, a 3-1 Wisconsin lead. Big Ten tournament record attendance tonight, 10,837 on hand, breaking the record set in 2022 when 10,774 watched Minnesota at Mariucci Arena. So a Big Ten tournament record crowd here at the Kohl Center tonight of 10,837. Puck inside the Wisconsin zone. Pinching in is Johnson. Instead of poking it to the corner, he took a little shoulder. He actually freed the puck for Holiday, who got knocked down by Fitzgerald. Shot was blocked. McBrayer, Holiday left circle. Oh, nice toe pull to the right wing. Johnson has his back to the net, though. That pass was behind him. Now Johnson's got a big battle in front of the Wisconsin net between Gilden of the Buckeyes and then Dexheimer of the Badgers. Gilden puts his head down and puts the top of his head into Dexheimer's chest. They're rolling around right now. And then Gilden throws a right hand to the head of Dexheimer, who lost his helmet. And Gilden may be done for the night or an extra penalty, one or the other. But those two were wrestling in the Badgers' crease, Ian, and just did not stop.
No, they didn't. And then once they got their arms kind of wrapped around each other and their sticks on people's head, but it's the very last incident.
Double minor for roughing on Gilden.
Wisconsin number 4, minor penalty roughing.
Dexheimer gets one minor penalty.
The only negative about that whole situation, despite the fact that the Badgers will be on the power play, is that the anchor man or the pivot man on the Badger power play is number 4, Ben Dexheimer.
True.
Which could be an issue.
Mike Hastings has worked with different combinations in practice on the power play. He's used 5 forwards at times, but I'm not sure he's ready to unveil any trickery here. So Joe Palatichuk, who quarterbacks the second power play unit, will now quarterback the first power play unit Time of the roughing penalty, 7:44, but a two-minute power play for the Badgers. Their fifth of the night, and they are 2-for-4 so far.
To make a little fun of this, why isn't Anthony Kerr the power play scoring machine out there anchoring that power play?
That's a question you can ask Mike.
Yeah, I will.
The post-game
after.
Show. All right, face-off to the right of Eberle with 12:16 to play. Celia, Fitzgerald, DeSaint Fowle, Lucius, and Palatichuk on the man advantage. Fitzgerald won the face-off, but too strongly, and all of a sudden Palatichuk has to come out to center ice, and the Badgers will touch up. So here's DeSaint Fowle. He whips it in left corner to right. Lucius able to free the puck, but then his pass intercepted by Bricky and out to center, and Burnside will dump it into the Badger zone.
Don't get complacent, gentlemen.
Right? Here comes Palatich up right wing, caught by Lucius. Cilia now, backside pass for Fitzgerald, goes off his